It's March 6, 2009. Hello and welcome to the Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I will be condensing new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer, and I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. Once again, newspaper companies are making moves to deal with recessionary times. The New York Times unveiled new hyper-local sites that cover small communities, relying largely on local citizen journalists to deliver news, photos, and event announcements on special blogs. Coincidentally or not, Google executive Tim Armstrong's startup, Patch.com, also launched hyper-local sites in small New Jersey towns, making Jersey a new battleground for hyper-local, according to the Lost Remote blog. The giant newspaper and magazine publisher, Hearst Corporation, said it would get into the e-reader game, taking on Amazon's Kindle and the Sony Reader with a device that's larger and flexible and allows people to download content onto it. While it's unusual for Hearst to get into the gadget business, the company was an early investor in E-Ink, a company responsible for the no-glare displays on Kindles. In other news, the folks at Boxy have struck back at Hulu. Boxy is a service that lets you watch professional video and TV content on demand on your laptop or TV. And it had a deal with Hulu, the high-quality online video service run by News Corporation and NBC Universal. Hulu had dropped its deal with Boxy, but now Boxy came up with a clever workaround. They launched a plugin that lets you bring in content via RSS feeds. So now you can watch Hulu content on Boxy by getting Hulu's public RSS feeds. We'll see what Hulu might do now in this battle for on-demand video. Now it's time for Quotable, where we quote from the best comments on the Media Shift blog. This week, Simon Owens wrote about how diet bloggers write with brutal honesty on their quest to lose weight, with an audience supporting them. Sherry, who writes the Lady Downsize blog, added this comment to his story. There's something motivating and holding me accountable about blogging and knowing that others are reading it. Plus, comments are often the boost I need. Many come from others who've been there or who understand exactly what I go through. I've successfully done many things in my life, but losing weight is absolutely the hardest. My blog has been a true benefit, and my brutal honesty there keeps me in check. Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what kind of online video do you watch online? Last week's poll question was, what do you think will happen to print newspapers? Here's how readers answered. 36% said some will fail and some will survive. 34% said they'd find a new business online. 20% said they'd all go out of business eventually. These are the real skeptics. And 9% said they will go the nonprofit route online. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, a media mixer, or a media maker, shift happens.